It's Eaton Time with Belton Johnson for the Saskatchewan Cattle Association.
Yes, Eaton Time, of course. And the man with the menu is Belton Johnson joining us. Hey, Belton, how are you?
I'm all right. How about yourself, Dev Grant?
Doing fine. I'm sick of winter.
I think I'm gonna... It's not even winter yet.
I know. But you're going to take us away to Mississippi this week, I understand.
Oh, yes. We got to get something nice and warm around here going. So
what are we thinking? What kind of a hearty meal have you got for us?
So what we got for you today, Brent, is Mississippi pot roast.
Mmm.
And it's actually one of my favorite meals growing up that my mom cooked up. And you know what? You only need 5 ingredients for this, right?
Okay.
And all you need is a chuck roast, some ranch dressing mix, a gravy mix, butter, and pepperoncini peppers.
Oh, the pepperoncini. Pepperoncini, that's those yellow peppers?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
and,
I love those.
You know, with the bit of vinegar you taste, a little bit of spice, yummy, man.
Well, let's get cooking. Let's get this recipe here.
So first thing we want to do is place the chuck roast in the bottom of a crock pot. And the next thing we want to do, Brent, is sprinkle the ranch mix and the gravy mix over top of that roast. The next thing we're going to add in is butter and pepperoncini peppers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you, butter is the star.
Always is.
So sometimes I add a little bit more. But once we got all those ingredients in there, we got the chuck roast in there. We sprinkle the ranch mix on there, the gravy mix. Put the butter in there, the pepperoncini peppers. We're going to put a lid on top of the crock pot. And I like to cook this one on low for about 8 hours or so, or until that roast is fork tender.
Oh, yeah. You just imagine the smell in your kitchen at that point, eh?
Mm. Oh, trust me. It's smelling real good. So after it's fork tender ready, the thing I like to do, Brent, is serve it over rice, noodles sometimes, some mashed potatoes. I even do make sandwiches out of these.
Oh, yeah.
And guess what, Brent?
I know where you're going.
Oh, it's eating time, man.
It's eating time, big time. Hey, are you finding, you know, you're such a creative guy with all of these recipes, and of course with the Saskatchewan Cattle Association being involved in us in our promotion here with you each and every week. Are you getting a little more creative with some of the lesser cuts of beef these days? Like, this is a chuck roast, which, as beef prices go, it's probably about a mid-range price, I guess.
It would be a mid-range price, and for me, you can substitute things, right? And again, this recipe here is in a crock pot, right? And we know what crock pots, if you set it low, slow, you know, it usually comes out tender.
Yeah.
Or, you know, even if you're on a smoker or something, you cook that at a low temperature. And, you know, maybe the different cooking technique, whether braising or something, or you can always get that meat to come out nice and tender. But I will tell you what I like about the Mississippi pot roast. You can add in vegetables, if you will, right? Sometimes I'll throw potatoes in there, maybe some carrots or something, right? And, you know, my mom and my wife always gets on me, all you do is eat meat. Well, okay, I'm going to throw some potatoes in. I'll throw some carrots in there then. And, you know, and it makes a great meal here. And, you know, like you said, with the weather,
yeah.
Sometimes that home-cooked meal, that comfort food is really good.
Well, and the idea that you put some potatoes and carrots in there too, it's like a full meal deal right there in that crock pot. You come in at the end of the day, you got that wonderful smell, you scoop it all out, and oh man, I am all over this.
So you got me hungry again.
I hear you, brother. Hey, how's old Miss doing these days?
Oh, we're doing great. We got a big game tomorrow. I cannot wait. Am I nervous? Yes. Old Miss plays Tulane. And, you know, Tulane is, they're the underdogs, but that's what I worry about, that underdog role. But I'm thinking we're going to be okay because I'm already focused on the week afters and everything. But Ole Miss I'm picking them to win versus Tulane there.
Excellent. You know, I was watching CBS Sunday Morning last weekend, and they did a feature on, is it Indiana that's got this hotshot coach now, and they've come from worst to first in yes. their division too?
Yes, Indiana, they, if I remember right, they probably had the worst record in, you know, D1 college football for a while now. And over the past 2 years, you know, they've turned that completely around. And they actually, my brother coaches at Ohio State. So, you know, Indiana, Ohio State played for the Big Ten championship a few weeks back there.
Right.
And they were, Indiana was the underdog. They beat the big dogs, Ohio State, and they're looking real good right now.
Is it their quarterback got the Heisman, too?
Mendoza, yes,
right.
He is.
Yeah.
And he's a really good quarterback from what I've seen, especially when I watched that championship or the Big Ten championship game there against Ohio State. He looked really good.
Yeah, nice. Hey, are you and the family sticking around for Christmas, or are you heading south?
No, we're sticking around here. You know, my wife and I, we do like our tradition of, we do a Christmas Day brunch, Brent. And,
ooh.
You know, if you thought it was eating time right now, it's going to be eating time at 9 a.m. on Christmas Day. You know, we do up a hash brown casserole. We do ham, bacon, sausage, the cinnamon buns, the scrambled eggs. You keep naming it.
Jeez.
We're cooking it, man.
All right. Well, for our listening audience, what's your address again, Melton? You have a great day. It's always a pleasure. Merry Christmas to you and your family, Melton.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, your family, and all the listeners. Merry Christmas. Have a good one there, Brent.
All right. Take care, Elton. Melton. I always call him Elton, don't I? Jeez. Melton Johnson. It's eating time. Just makes it sound so good, right? 14 after the hour. Snowing in a lot of places right now. Nasty conditions on a lot of the highways. Just looking at the highways hotline, I see purple in a lot of areas around the province. And purple means travel not advised, travel not recommended. Purple is covered, I should say. Travel not recommended is the blue. And you got to kind of follow this whole color code, but a lot of blue out east of Saskatoon towards the Manitoba border. I see purple down around Swift Current and those areas as well. Yeesh, it's another Clipper day. Maybe not as bad as the Clipper we had 2 days ago, but still some nasty conditions. Do check the highways hotline before you're heading out. I know one of our listeners said around Foam Lake, it's a whiteout. Highway 16 closed both directions in and out of Foam Lake. Anything you can share with us that we could pass on to the world, you can reach me on our text line at 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. Brent Clouks filling in on this Friday. The Evan Bray Show continues on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Evan Bray Show today. Hopefully Evan's over his cold and back with us here on Monday morning as we count down to Christmas. 6 days till the big day. Love Christmas time. And I know the weather's not the best, but hopefully things settle down a little bit for everybody doing their Christmas travels, perhaps this weekend or on into next week. One plus certainly is gas prices. Boy, that's a nice relief over the past while, but you really have to pay attention. I even noticed driving around Saskatoon yesterday, you could see 109, and then you'd see down the block 123. You have to pay close attention to the marquees, but it's certainly nice to see a bit of a break for the people hitting the road in the coming days. And of course, there's no guarantee that in the coming days that the prices will stay in a more reasonable range, but we shall see. 6 days till Christmas. Last shopping weekend. Have you got your shopping all done? Have you even started yet? Do you do shop local, supporting local businesses? Or do you spend most of your time on your computer looking for that deal on Amazon? Whatever works. Everybody has their own preference as to how they do their shopping. We're dealing with Alberta Clipper 2.0, I guess we could say, after the big storm here on Wednesday. It's nasty out there again this morning. Perhaps not as bad as what we saw Wednesday, but it's still treacherous in places with zero visibility on a lot of highways, especially areas east towards the Manitoba border. Some areas travel just not recommended at all. Again, check out the highways hotline for updated information if you're going to be heading out on the road. We got a few more of the wonderful hugs and kisses that came in. We filled up our hour from 10 till 11, but I promised that we'd get some more of them in so we can share your message at 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. Had a wonderful email that came in, and I cannot read this entire email because it's a couple pages in length, but I can certainly share the gist of it with you. It comes from Curtis Harmon with the Schizophrenia Society of Saskatchewan. And Curtis says, thank you to everyone that supported the Schizophrenia Society partnership program this past year. He says we had a great year giving 193 presentations to over 5,500 people. The Saskatoon Partnership Program team has given a grand total of 4,157 presentations to nearly 110,000 people since the program started. He also thanks people that supported their many fundraisers. Thanks to the schools, colleges, and community groups who invited them in for presentations, to their classes, their staff members, and beyond. And he said a special thanks to everyone that has provided funding to the Schizophrenia Society and their partnership program. Again, that coming from Curtis Harmon with the Schizophrenia Society of Saskatchewan. Off of our text line at 1-877-332-8255, Mandy and Shaunavon, a big Merry Christmas to all the staff at the Shaunavon Care Center who take such a wonderful job caring for her 93-year-old mother. It is truly wonderful that we have care centers in our communities to care for the elderly and those that aren't able to care for themselves. It's lovely they're able to stay close to their families in those situations. And I know it's not the same situation for every family, but to all of the people that work in our care centers, caring for the elderly and those that can't live on their own, thank you very much. Merry Christmas. And thank you, Mandy, down at Shaunavon for that text as well. Susan in Saskatoon says, big hugs to the people who keep our swimming pools and libraries open, providing excellent service to the residents of Saskatoon, and also all the medical care providers who take good care of the people around our city. We truly appreciate all we do, all you do. From the Camp Easter Seal manager to all of our 74 seasonal staff and all of our campers, 608 people experiencing disability were able to camp with Camp Easter Seal this past summer. And also a shout out to all our supporters. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the Camp Easter Seal manager. And Joe in Outlook says, big hugs to the town of Outlook and the RM of Rudy for keeping everyone informed about the water issue. In fact, we're going to get a complete update coming up just after 12 noon here. We'll be checking in with the mayor of Humboldt. Pardon me, the mayor of Outlook. I guess it wouldn't have any sense giving the mayor of Humboldt. The mayor of Outlook, Ryan Husband, is going to be here. Kevin True as well will weigh in. Kevin is Outlook's chief administration officer, and they're going to be talking about what happened with their water treatment plant here this past week, what caused the issues, what they've done to rectify it, and whether or not people are able to fully use their water supply again. That's coming up right after 12 noon, the update on the Outlook water situation. 25 minutes after the hour. Anything on your mind today? I'm here for another hour yet. 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. Had a number of people as well texting in, talking about their travel plans for the winter. I saw a couple of people saying that they'll be heading south to the United States. A lot of people do it almost like habit. But for a variety of reasons, a lot of Canadians aren't traveling to the U.S. these days. Partly political, I guess, but also with the Canadian dollar right now hovering around 73 cents. But it was interesting just seeing some of the other locations people were texting in about. One fellow's off to Portugal that he was telling us. Another fellow celebrating his 70th birthday in the coming days. He's taking a river cruise that'll end in Amsterdam as he's off to Europe. And then another fellow says he's going to be making his fifth trip in recent years to Australia. He says the economy is very similar to Canada. dollar is about par or close to it with what's going on in Australia. He says the language isn't an issue, and he says the weather is certainly wonderful this time of the year, and he just says he really enjoys Australia. I have friends that just got back from that part of the world, and I think my takeaway on it was you need a couple of days each side of a trip like that because it is just such a long flight. Maybe you can break it up a little bit by going halfway, like maybe going to Hawaii and spending a couple of days there if your budget can handle it. But I've certainly noticed lately, just in the ads that pop up on my Facebook feed, New Zealand Air, which I'd never really ever considered, has got some pretty good prices, it looks like, right now. If you don't mind, a 13-hour flight from Canada to New Zealand. New Zealand, Australia, might not be a bad option as well. A lot of people as well traveling to Thailand, that part of the world. They say that the cost of living is significantly less. And if you don't mind the heat and humidity, an interesting part of the world to consider as well. And, of course, lots of people heading to Mexico. More and more Canadians, it seems, heading to Mexico these days, different destinations. And again, it can be a quick flight down to, say, Cabo or Puerto Vallarta, or maybe something a little more involved where you perhaps fly to Toronto and fly south down to the Mexican Riviera, Cancun, that part of Mexico as well. Just nice to be able to get up and go as we're into this winter weather. And as one of our listeners pointed out earlier, I guess it was Belton, wasn't it? It's not even winter yet, as the winter solstice is going to occur here early Sunday morning. And then, yes, you can officially say we're in winter. But as wise people also will tell you, oh, well, the winter solstice means, oh, so gradually we'll get out of the darkness and the days will start lengthening out bit by bit by bit. 28 after the hour, we've got news on the way here in just a moment. And then, as I say, we're going to take some more of your texts and your calls. I also want to ask you, you know, do you still send Christmas cards? Do you still send Christmas cards? And a nice Christmassy experience in the Battlefords these days. Do you hear what they're doing? The city of North Battleford, toys for tickets. It's their final day. We got one of the people involved in that program going to join me here in just a few minutes' time as well. This is the Evan Bray Show. Brent Laux, happy to be filling in. I'm feeling like in my throat I might be catching what Evan's got, though. He'll be healthy and back in the chair here coming up on Monday. The Evan Bray Show continues till 12:30 on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.